Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how nice it is just lying with you? Because it is. I just love cuddling here and talking and letting the outside world do its outside world thing while the two of us are together doing our own thing. You have such a perfect body for cuddling. You have a perfect body for everything, really. I love your body in so many ways. How many ways? Too many. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. Sorry, you inspire poetry for me. There are, I'd say, 300 to 500,000 things I love about your body. Really? I mean, the average human head has 150,000 hairs. And I love each one of your follicles individually. Look, I've even named them all. This one's Edna. This one's Ezekiel. This one's Amelia. She's shy. This one's Blind Lemon Jefferson, named after Blind Lemon Jefferson. Okay, I won't name every individual thing I love about your body, but let's start with 50. Let me name 50 things I love about your body. I already said I love your hair. I love how it feels when it brushes against my skin. I love your forehead. How sometimes you rub it into my chest when we cuddle. I love your eyebrows, their shape and their length. I love how they scrunch together when you're mad. Hey babe, I drank the milk straight from the carton and didn't even leave enough for you to have a bowl of cereal. See, you're so cute when you're mad at me. I love your ears. I love how they enjoy the same kind of music that my ears enjoy. And I love nibbling on them. I love your eyes. They're pretty and deep. Every time I look into them, it's like you're telling me a secret. Sometimes I like watching them move back and forth when you read. I love your eyelids. I love the little wrinkles and how they look when you sleep. And I love how they flutter a little bit at when you yawn. I love your nose. If you didn't have a nose, you'd look like Voldemort. And I don't think I want to cuddle with Voldemort. I love your cheeks, especially when you smile. Hey, where do generals keep their armies? In their sleeveys. I love your lips. They're so pretty and so soft against mine. And I love how they curl up when you smile. Are you a parking ticket? Because you got fine written all over you. I love your teeth. That lip bite you do when you're turned on drives me nuts. And I love seeing them when you smile. What did the kumquat say to the man? Nothing. Kumquats can't talk. I love your mouth. I love how it feels around me and how it looks when we're making love and you're gasping for air. I love your tongue. Stick out your tongue for me. Go ahead, stick it out. I love all the amazing things you can do with it, and that it's weaker than my tongue. Want me to prove it? I'm not sure whose tongue was stronger, so we might have to try again later. I love your uvula, mostly because it's a funny word, uvula. And sometimes when you yawn and it's just dangling there, I want to see if I can grab it. Isn't that weird? I love your chin. I love that I can put my chin against your chin. And I know this is just happenstance caused by the human DNA's proclivity for creating chins. But when I put my chin on yours, I can lean forward and our lips meet. I love your jaws. I love kissing to where they meet your neck. And I love your neck. Giving it short, quick kisses and long, slow kisses. And maybe sucking on it a little bit. I love your collarbones. I love nibbling on them and how you react when I do. I love your back. I can wrap my arms around you and push my fingers into each muscle and feel them melt like butter. I love your shoulders. How I can run my hands up your back and hook them around your shoulders. Pull you into me when we fuck. I love your chest bone. Even though it doesn't have much of a sense of humor, why you gotta be so stern? I love your breasts, the tops of them, the sides, the underside, the other side, and I really, really love kissing and caressing and teasing your perfect pink nipples. I love licking them and nibbling them. Looks like you might like it too. I love your fingertips. Press them up against mine like this. I love your fingers. The way they interlock with my fingers, like this. And I love your palms. I love how we can push them flat against each other, like the middle pages of a book of poems. Of visitors, the fairest. Of occupation, this. The spreading wide of my narrow hands, together paradise. I'm sorry, I told you that you make me poetic. I love your wrists. How they look when you turn a page or cut food. I love your arms. I love biting them. Biting them. I love your ribs. I love running my fingers over them. And that I can tickle you when I poke you here or here. Show me your happy, angry eyebrows again. I love your belly. It's this blank expanse on your body. When I kiss you above it, it's intimate. But if I kiss right down below, then all of a sudden we're in new territory. Then I can kiss these hips that I love and bite them too. And now my face is down here in a perfect spot to kiss your exquisite, gorgeous, delectable toes. What did you think I was talking about? I love your cute little toes. And your feet. I love them for carrying to the place when we first met and taking you to all the other places we've been to since then. I love your calves. In Elizabethan England, the calf muscles were the most attractive part of the body. And with legs like yours, I can see the appeal. I love your knees. How they bend like knees should. I love when you're on them too. But this isn't about that. This is about me worshiping you. I love the backs of your knees. They make a perfect place for me to hook my arms under so I can lift your legs just like this, which exposes that beautiful butt I love. Girl, are you a mental institution for donkeys located along the equator? Cause you got a crazy hot ass. And I love your asshole. I'm no proctologist, but I'd say this is a pretty beehole. I love your thighs. I love having them on either side of me, pointing me straight. This whole area that I love so much. I love your mound, the slope, the curve, and the hair. I love your outer lips. It's like they hold the delicious, sexy secret of your inner lips. And I promise not to tell their secrets. I'll seal the promise with a kiss. And give my tongue to them so I can never tell. In return, to me, overflow with sweetness, like the nectar that draws a bee to a flower. And oh, how I love your nectar, and I love your flower. I love teasing your entrance with my fingers. I love pushing my fingers in and massaging all the muscles at the bottom of your pussy. I love your lungs. How they draw air when you get excited. How they draw more air if I massage your muscles a little harder. I love this blank space just above your hole. Just slowly licking up the length of it. And that leads me right to this pretty pink bud. I love pushing my tongue up against it and just barely moving. I love kissing it. I love taking it between my lips and sucking on it. I love licking it slowly. And I love your G-spot, pressing it. Massaging it, beckoning it with my fingers to coax out its most intimate secrets. Will your body tell me its secrets? All the secret ways that it desires to be touched? Your heart, how it beats silently inside your body, but I can almost hear it echo off the walls as your euphoria grows. I love your voice, your moans. Moan for me. Tell me all your secrets without saying a word. Let those secrets of your pleasure pour out. Come for me, gorgeous goddess. Come for me. Me all the time. Let me wrap my body around yours and let's just lie here a while. Well, if I counted correctly, I think that was only 49 things I love about your body. Do you want to know my most definitely absolute, it's not even close, favorite part of your body? I love your spleen. That's a really good spleen.